Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Lift your hands to Him, give Him honor, give Him glory.
Lift your hands to me. Your hands are not paralyzed. Lift your hands up to Him. Lift your hands above your head to Him. It is not a punishment. We thank you. We magnify your name. Lift your hands above your head. Lift your hands up. Look at me. Lift your hands. We thank you. We bless you. We honor your name. We adore you. We bless you. We magnify your name. We worship. You are God. Let him hear your voice. I worship my God. You are. I worship. We thank you. We magnify your name. We bless you. In the name of Jesus. Have your seat in God's presence. God bless you. The word of God is the foundation of everything we do in Christianity. The word of God, apart from the Godhead, is the most important thing for your Christian walk. Without you knowing the word of God and living by the word of God, in fact, you can fight for Christ, die for Christ, and go to hell. Whatever we do that is not of the word is almost a sin. When we live our lives outside the word of God, we are living our lives outside God. And listen, the devil knows this. And when a man wants to begin to fall, when a man will start having a problem, the first thing the devil takes away from him is the word. A man that does not have an understanding of the word of God, if he likes, let him sleep in church. He's wasting his time. Because there are principles, there are rules, there are laws, there are ways and practices in the word of God about how things should be done. When you are recruited in a place of work, especially if you are working in a good place of work, and this analogy I'm giving you, if they don't have it in your place of work, it has not reached a good place of work. When you are recruited somewhere in a place of work, one of the first things they will give you is what they call condition of service. In that condition of service are the laws, what you do, what you do not do. If you are working in any place of work without that, the man can come one day and say, you, go. There's a condition for service in the kingdom. That condition for service in the kingdom is the word of God. What is not written in the word, God is not bound by it. What you can't find there, you can't find in Him. Please listen to me. What you can't find in the word of God, you cannot find in God. Whatever you can find in the word of God, you can find in God. You can contest for it. You can ask for it. You can fight for it. You can live your life by it. That is why for a Christian, religion is the most terrible thing. Because religion is what you feel God is, and how you feel you should go meet him. How you feel you should worship him. Religion is terrible. God does not do anything apart from his word. Are we here, sir? Amma. Are we here? You can be in choir. You might be in matter. Matazumata. Is it Matazumata? You can be in Matazumata. You can do that and go to hell. There are many people that think they are Christians. They are not. It is the definition of what the word of God calls a Christian that a Christian is. That will be one of the first shocker when we get to heaven. That you sleep in church without the word does not cover you. With everything within you, know the word of God. With everything within you, know the word of God. So the word of God is the foundation of a supernatural life for you. If you want to live a supernatural life, the word of God is the foundation of it. That's why we want to continue with this series of praising in the supernatural. Living by the word of God. I took it twice in the past, maybe around April. And I want to continue it now. To give you practical steps of living by the word. 1 Samuel 3:21. The first kind of encounter and a consistent encounter you must have as a child of God is the kind of encounter that Samuel had. Is it on the screen? Let's all read together. And the Lord appeared again in Shiloh. For the Lord revealed himself to who? To Samuel by what? He appeared himself to Samuel in Shiloh. Put your address there. In your house. You know when people come to church and they say, and share testimony, and I had a dream, and the Lord spoke to me, and I saw a vision, and then something happened to me. All of us will not have that experience. But all of us will have this experience. If you don't have this, you have not started. And God, the Lord, appeared again in Shiloh. For the Lord revealed himself to Samuel by the word of God. God wants you to have an encounter with his word. You need to read his word. You need to explain. You need to set his word. You need to experience his word. God wants you to have an encounter with his word. I know you are busy. Go get the Bible on audio. Let it be playing when you are doing other things. In fact, when the word of God was written, there is one copy. Nobody had it personally. When they come, they read it to them and they hear. Some of you feel if you are listening and you are not reading, you have not done it. Now religion, they make you feel that way. Initially, they read and they listen because nobody had a copy. Have an encounter with the word like Samuel at Shiloh. An encounter takes time. Stay in the word so that you can have an encounter with him. 1 John 5:3b. Let me just jump. I saw that the time is already running. I won't dig deeper, but let's start from the beginning. Let's read together. For you know, one of the reasons why I make you read the word of God in church is I know that till next Sunday, some of you will not read again. So have an opportunity of reading here.
And when we are asking you to read, some will sit down as if the whole problem of the world is on them. Frown. Look, someone. Some people, when pastors see them, they feel like running away. They don't smile. I look at you sometimes and say, which kind of Christianity is this? Thank God I knew Christ when I was young. By merely looking at some people in church, you will never be born again. Especially people that have joy, that want happiness. Some people, even when you're happy, they say, why are you so happy? Why are you so happy? Can't you see souls are perishing? And you don't know. There's somebody smiling, that all of you just frown like, smile. Oh yeah, look at the screen. Let's go. For this is the love of God, that we look at the people. Let's go. And his commandments are not, they are not bothersome. If you think they are bothersome, go and see the commandment of the devil. Delight in the word of God. His word is not bothersome. His commandments are not bothersome. Now, let's look at some instructions concerning the word of God before we go into living by the word of God. Some instructions from the word of God that will help us. Number one, Proverbs 13:13. You just run. Proverbs 13:13. Look at what? Instructions from the word of God. Let's go. Whoever despises the word brings destruction on himself. No wonder our cousins will fight you and kill you if you do anything against their word. You know their word. You can't put another book on it. Can we read together? Whoever despises the word brings destruction. Leave the Bible, Jared, in this matter. Leave the Bible. Maybe that's the source of your problem. You said it years ago. You did not remember. It is working against you. When you despise the word of God and God does not show you mercy, nobody can help you. Let's put the Bible aside now. In this matter, let's put the Bible aside. So heaven now put you aside for destruction. I beg you in the name of the Lord, in case you don't know, get to know today. Don't despise the word of God. Whoever despises the word of God brings destruction on himself. But look at the next part. Let's go. But he who reveres the commandment, the word of God, will be rewarded. Do not despise the word of God. First instruction. Let's go. Number two. Psalm 1 verse 3. Lord help me this time, sir. Is there a way to stop this watch? Psalm 1 verse 3. Let's go. Let's do verse 2. I think it's verse 2 I want. Let's go. But his delight is in it. His delight is in the word of the Lord. A blessed man. How you know a blessed man in the kingdom is that his delight is in the word. What do we call delight? He takes pleasure. Do you feel a man that delights in the word of God will come to church without Bible? Please, let's answer. Okay, since many people did not come with Bible, okay, I withdraw that statement. If it's on your phone, let me see it. Do you think a person that delights in the word of God will come to the house of God without the word of God? A man that is ashamed of coming or being seen with the Bible, does he delight in that person? Okay. Somebody, you are going out. If somebody says, you are the love of my life, but whenever you are going out, they say, you go in front. Let me be coming from behind. You know that person will never marry you. Maybe you know that. Say, you know, I don't want people to talk anyhow about our relationship, so let's keep our relationship secret for now. I'll be going in front, you'll be coming at the back. He has no delight in you. A man that has delight in the word of God is always speaking the word. Many people have delight in their pastors. They can see everything the pastor says. Having a delight in your pastor is not tantamount to you having a delight in the word of God. If you can quote your pastor more than the word, you will be in trouble soon. Your delight must be in the word of God. And we see here. Let's go. 13. I will have to jump. 13. Job 23:12. Job 23:12. Let's read together. Once you go, I have not departed from the commandment of his lips. Let's go deeper. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than. Can you make a commandment, a covenant with food? That if I have not read the word, I will not eat food every day. This one are practical. We are not here to talk theory. I have treasured the word of his mouth more than my portion of food. Is there anybody here with the word of God studying the word and say, come and eat and say, mommy, I'm coming. I'm on the word. Anybody? you just wake up. Islamization agenda. You are the one cooperating with them to Islamize Nigeria. If you don't know the word of God, you can't stop any agenda. You don't treasure. You make somebody that is ready to die kill himself with you. You think the person is ordinary? And you wake up in the morning, Lord Jesus, man, Satan, let go quickly, quickly. I discover that people that don't know the world, don't study the world, don't stay in the world, they make noise about Islamization agenda everywhere. The people that know the world, read the world, study the world, they are portraying, they are moving forward with the Christian agenda. What time do I have to discuss the Islamization when I have work to do? They have an agenda, I have an agenda. They won't take over Nigeria. I want to take over Nigeria for Christ. I will not waste my time on the agenda. I will spend my time on the word of God so that our agenda will prevail. What is your agenda? What is the word of God in your heart? In your mouth? Where is the word? If our cousins ask you a question, will you be able to answer? You Christians serve three gods. Have you been able to answer it tomorrow? Afonje, just to eat. Eat. Party, dance, eat, complain. And you want to take over this country? The annoying thing is that we need election cycle is 4 years. Once somebody wins, we'll go and sleep. They will be working. 1 year to the next election, we'll start again. We start making all the noise. They sit down, they laugh at us. They know we'll still lose again. Then, another one, we lose again. We go quiet. 3 years later, we come again. Who do us this thing? I promise myself I'm not going to talk politics there. Let's stay in the word of God. Treasure his word. John 5:39. Ah, God help me. John 5:39. What you need to do with the word. John 5:39. Look at it. Maybe New King James, Old King James, or let's just leave it. Okay, let's go. Search. Read it, let me hear you. When they say search something, what does it mean? Because it means it is hidden. It means it can be in plain view and you might not notice it. It means it is deep somewhere and you need to search for it. Listen to me attentively. The solution to that problem in your life is in the scripture. It is they that search for it that find it. Do you know that the wealth of a world is too much for all of us to really enjoy? There is a few that can search for the wealth. That's why many are poor. Because they don't have the formula of where to search for the wealth.
He will just sit down in one area
in Bopuma. Let me use Bopuma today. And you'll be complaining. And then one Igbo man will come from nowhere and stay there. And before you know, in 6 months, he's already making all the money there.
Before he came, people were there. The opportunity were there. They did not search it out.
They were complaining. Somebody came and searched it out and saw everything. It's the same thing with the word of God. Listen, you can be a Christian for 35 years and gain nothing. A man can be Christian for 6 months and search well and get everything. He will be coming every day for testimony. Then the old people will not be saying, now only him. Are we sure the thing when they do to get all those things? Are we sure? Search the scripture. Tell somebody, search the scripture. Now, let's move on. How? From these advices, how then do we live by the word of God? Remember, we operate in the supernatural by living by the word of God. How? Number one, we live by the word of God and experience the supernatural by believing the word of God. Please let me tell somebody, believe the word. I didn't hear you say believe the word. Tell another person, say believe the word. Can I tell you this? One of the greatest problems we have in church is that people hear the word, they don't believe the word. Hebrews 4 verse 2. Let's read together. Oh, I did not stay here today. Okay, let me go back there. Oh yeah, let's go. Hebrews 4:2. For unto us was the gospel word preached, as well as unto them. Uh-huh. Now, let's go slowly. Oh yeah, let's go. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. A word of God heard with no belief, with no faith in it, will profit nobody. That is why, listen to me. Two people will come to church seated. They will have the same problem. The same word we preach. One will have a solution. Another will not have a solution. One receive it with faith. Another did not receive it with faith. And you know what? By experience as a pastor, if I'm preaching, I've shared it many times. If I'm preaching, I know the people that will come back with testimonies. Faith can be read. Faith can be seen. You will see some people, when they are preaching, they are almost about standing up from their feet.
You can see the faith that they are already missing it.
Some, you can see them. Just sit down. Finish. May I go sell my kunu after service? A word not missed with faith is not different from you. From the people that have not come to church. For the word to profit you, you must miss it with faith. Please help me tell somebody. Say, for the word to profit you, you must mix it with faith. And the way we know that you have missed it with faith are the actions you take during and after you have heard that word.
Believe the word! Believe the word! Believe the Lord!
Believe in the Lord, you shall be established. Believe in his prophets, you shall prosper.
Believe the word.
Luke 1:45. Believe. Look, Jesus saying, if only you believe. God is not a man that he should lie. Believe his word.
Let's read together on the screen. Blessed is she that believed.
Uh-huh.
For there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Blessed.
Listen, that word God told you last year is still hanging because you have not added belief to it.
Oh God, why me? Why me?
Check your belief. Check your faith.
Blessed is she that believe.
Some respect medical doctors more than the word of God. They are still going through pain. Let the word of God be superior to everything in your life. God said it. I believe it. That's it, you see. And you know, I keep telling you, God said it. If you like it, believe it or not, that settles it. But if you don't, it will not settle it for you. But it settles it. But for you, it will not settle it. Because the word of God will not return to him void. It will settle every matter.
One word can settle 100 matters in church. But the 100 people are determined by their belief in the word.
You might not see any dream in your life, nor have any vision in your life. If you believe the word of God, you will do supernatural more than people that wait for visions. After all, the visions, revelation, prophecies of people, we need to confirm them by the word of God. Are we still in church? You need to believe. Why do they call us believers and we are the greatest doubters? Are you a believer? Are you born again? I am a believer. I am a believer. And in his heart, God cannot do it. So you mean that 5,000 that you want to use to cook soup is what God cannot do. Even me can do it for you. Goodness of God. You hear what I'm saying? Think about it. Just think about it. Anything you want that man can do for you is more for God to do for you. It's an insult for you. See, it's an insult on me for my children to wake up and say, where are we going to eat? Where are we going? Are you? They call each other in the morning and say, are you sure we are going to eat today? Stop insulting God by your own beliefs. That is why you are not seeing the supernatural at work in your life. For blessed is he that believeth. There shall be a performance. There is no performance outside faith in the word of God. Are we here? Number two. Living the supernatural life by the word.
Meditate on the word. Joshua 1:8. Let's read together. This book,
this one, you should know it offhand. There are some scriptures you should know offhand.
Let's go. This book of the law, it shall not depart from where? From where? Okay, we'll get there. From your mouth. But you shall meditate on it when and when, day and night. Listen to me. Many of you are meditating on your problem day and night. That is a sin. What the Lord wants you to meditate on day and night is his word.
What is meditation? Have you seen a cow, a goat recently? After they have eaten a long time, you see them again chewing something. So in their stomach, what was in their stomach? What did they do? They brought it back again. Have you ever seen Selah in the Bible before? Selah. S-E-L-A-H. Selah, what does it mean? It means pause and ponder. Pause and ponder. Pause and meditate. What that means is after you have heard this message, after you have read the word of God, when you get back home, you ponder, you think, you imagine, you sit down. The word of God says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. So you sit down. I have loved you with everlasting love. Do I deserve it? I don't. But he has loved me with everlasting love. What is everlasting? Everlasting is forever. He did put any condition. He did not put any condition. And the Bible says God is love. So God loves me. Everlasting. Anyone I love, to what extent can I go to help that person? Huh? I can go to any extent. Huh? God can go to any extent for me.
Yay! I cannot fail because God loves me.
If I have love,
it comes from the place of meditation. The issue is that many of you don't meditate. So you don't think about the world. You don't ponder. So it does not do anything for you.
Genesis 24:63. Let's look at it quickly.
When they went to bring Yahweh for Isaac,
when they were coming back from bringing the Yahweh, look at where he was in. Let's read together. And Isaac went out to do what?
To meditate in the field at the eventide, in the evening. And he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming.
I don't know if you have heard the story of Bill Gates. Why will he lock up his himself in the room and the mommy will come and bang the Lord?
Bill, what are you doing? I am thinking, mommy. Don't you think?
He was meditating on computer notices. And the rest is history. Some of you, the things they taught you in school. Can you remember what? He was meditating. Let's look at what not to meditate on.
Luke 21:14.
And if you understand Luke 21:14, you will understand where the problem of many people are. Luke 21:14. It was talking about the end times, that there will be problems everywhere and all those things. And it goes to 21:14. Let's read 21:14-15. He said, "Settle it therefore in your heart." Do not meditate before what you answer. So when they are persecuting all the problems around, do not meditate on those problems. But you see, as we are seated here now, hearing the word of God, instead of some people meditating on this word, they are meditating on their problems.
And now their problems continue. At home, in the evening, in the morning, do not meditate on that problem. What you meditate on surely will come to pass. Meditate on the word of God. They come to church. Even
lift up your head above, your hands above your head. Some are still like this. They are meditating on their problem. The problem has destroyed their mentality, that they can't listen to simple instructions. Lifting hands now, lifting hands. Oh. Pastor, with this and this and this, now this. Help me tell somebody, stop meditating on your problems.
Thank you, ma. Can we tell that person again? Let me say, stop meditating on your problems.
Why the person was saying, is this doing a pastor? You don't know my problem. With the preaching of the word of God, we are going to change your heart, change your mind, change your mentality, change your belief, so that your life can change.
Listen,
you can't be better than your thinking.
If you want to be better, your thinking will bring you down. Your meditations matter. Philippians 4:8.
This one way Buhari don't do all this thing now. Are you sure? Say I go survive for this country. That's why you are not surviving. This one way Buhari don't do all these things. I believe that the word of God says, if I meditate on his word, I will have good success. When we choose not to complain, it is not because we don't know the problems. It is because we know a God that is greater than the problems. We are not stupid. What should we meditate on? Oh yeah, let's go. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, do what? That news they gave you about that brother, is it true? It is not true. You yourself know it's a lie. If you meditate on it, it's a sin. It will stop the good things that God wants for you. Living the supernatural life is easy. There are many distractions. You must handle those distractions. You must meditate on the word. Are we in church? I have 5 minutes. Let's move to the next slide. Number 3, speak the word. Remember, number 1, believe the word. Number 2, meditate on the word. Number 3, speak the word. Speak the word. Speak the word. Can I tell you something, please? Can you do some things at home now? You know, many times when we are reading the Bible, we don't read aloud. Can you start a habit of reading it aloud? In fact, it's just I don't have time. I want to put speakers on the roof, every room in my house, and connect it to my Bluetooth, my phone. One of my plans is if I'm going away from work and we have all left the house, I will leave the scripture speaking. Let's see the devil that can enter my house after I've left. Let us see. Let me tell you, there are some problems you are going through. It's because there is no word in the atmosphere. There are complaints in the atmosphere. That atmosphere will change you by the word, by the word. It doesn't matter what was happening there before the word was proclaimed. When the word is spoken, the atmosphere changes. Chains be broken, chains be broken. Did you get that song? Let's go back. Joshua 1:8. Okay, let's read. Let's go. 1:2. This book of the law shall not depart from where? If they say something should not depart from where, what does it mean? It means you must be speaking it. You must be speaking it. You must be speaking it. Stop speaking what the doctor said. Stop pondering on what the doctor said. Start speaking what the word of God says. The word is meant to be spoken. Romans 10:8. Look at it. Look at this. Look at this. Even though many times we use this for salvation, but look at this. Are we on? Let's read together. And what says thee? The word is where? It's near you. The word is even in your mouth. And where? And in your heart. That is the word of faith that we preach. Is in your hands, in your mouth, in your heart. Is there. Now you know the speaker. Now you know the speaker. Now you know the speaker. The word is there. Which we preach, that if you believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord and confess with your mouth, you shall be saved. The same way it works for salvation, it works for every area of your life. The word is nigh thee, it's near, it's near. The word is near, it's near. Give me another translation of that. Oh my God, my time. What it says is this. God's message is near you, on your lips, in your heart. That is the message of faith that we preach. Verse 9. That word is near thee. If you confess that Jesus is Lord and believe that God raised him from the dead, you'll be. Remember where we started from. Believe the word. Now speak the word. Speak the word. Speak the word. Do you know what I've noticed when we speak the word? If you have not spoken the word for a long time, when you start speaking the word, it looks as if nothing is happening. In fact, sometimes when you start speaking, it looks as if some things get more difficult. When you are speaking the word and things get more difficult, know that the devil is reacting. He wants to shake you from the word. You start speaking, you continue speaking. Before you know it, things change. The speaking side is a winning side. Whenever you watch wrestling, boxing, football, anyone that wins, they talk. The ones that do not win, you see them bowing down their head. They are quickly going. But you are on the winning side and you are bowing your head. You are not speaking. Even in church, when we say after me, they are there. Pondering on their problems. Tell somebody near you, say, speak the word. I didn't hear you. Tell the person, say, speak the word. Let's look Mark 11, 23. Mark 11, 23. Mark 11, 23, sir. Okay, let's see if it's in good news or you can change it. Let's go. I assure you. So, please move it for me. I don't want that word assure. That assure can give me headache. I assure you, assure. I want assure. I assure you. So that people will not think about the other assure and not believe the word of God. If you don't know the assure and you're in church, you are not in Nigeria. Okay, let's go. Truly, I say to you, whoever. So if you don't say to the mountain, what will happen? The mountain stays. Let's go. Whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that what he says will come to pass, it will be done. Not what he thinks, what he says. You are too quiet. Yanama gadara. The Lord is lifting me up. The Lord is taking me there. I am lifted above the problem. I am healed. I cannot be sick. Hello. You are waiting for me to tell you to speak. You have not started. You should be able to be hearing the word and you start speaking it. You start speaking it. You start speaking it. 2 Corinthians 4:13. 2 Corinthians 4:13. Speak. We speak the word. Ramada dide de nebo guri abada. Look at that on the screen. Can we read together? Since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what has been written, I believe, and so I spoke. We also believe, and we also. Are you in church? Do you mean that thing you are selling in the market, they will not buy it? You have not spoken to it. I shared here once where I just came. I was not teaching of it. I just came. And I was in my normal way. The Lord moved me in that direction. I said, and one of our sisters went to the shop. Same thing. Lay hands on the shop. I said, you must move. They cleared the goods in one week. It has been there 3-4 months. You did not buy that thing for decoration in your shop. You bought it to be bought. Speak to me. I did not buy you to be here. By the spirit of faith, I speak unto you. You are sold this week. You are sold. You are sold. You are sold. You are sold. You were here when our sister shared the testimony of having halls to rent in the office and came, heard the word of faith. I was preaching on the blood of Jesus. And she went back and started laying hands on those halls and said, by the blood of Jesus. And then the following day or that same day, somebody came. A hall that has not been taken for over a year. Somebody came and paid for 9 months or 1 year. Why? She decided to speak. A closed mouth. Lift your right hand up. Begin to speak. 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 Begin to speak. Some don't know what to speak. 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 Speak the word. Speak the word. Speak the word. Speak the word. Begin to speak. 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 Arise and speak, 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 arise and speak. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Psalm 1, let's take Psalm 1 as an experiment of how you speak. Because when I say speak, I want you to speak the word, not your imagination, not your thought. Psalm 1, let's go. Blessed is a man. So when you want to read this, blessed is a pupil who does not walk in the counsel of a wicked. Remember, make sure you advise us. Can we go? Blessed is a pupil, the man who does not walk in the counsel of a wicked, nor stands in the way of a sinner, nor sit in the seat of a scoffer. Hey, let's go. But my delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law I do what? I meditate.
Let's go to verse 3. Let's go to verse 3. I am like a tree planted by the stream of water that yields its fruit in its season, and my leaves shall not wither in all that I do. I prosper, I prosper, I prosper. By the word of the Lord, I am like a tree. I am like a tree. I am like a tree planted by the riverside. Rangate lebo koria dada. I am like a tree planted by the riverside. I eat my fruit and they say this, my leaves shall not wither. In the name of Jesus, and whatever I do shall prosper.
Are you here? That your business belongs to you, you register it. You mention it. Sinaspa. Sinaspa. You are like a tree planted by the riverside. Your leaves shall not wither.
In this office, I am like a, I am a tree. In this office, as a teacher, I am a tree that cannot. In this school that I have, my school is like a tree planted by the riverside.
It leaves shall not wither. 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 In the name of Jesus. As you stood up on your feet in faith declaring this word, may the Lord bring to pass everything your mouth has spoken.
In the name of Jesus. Every word you have spoken today, let them find an instant performance. Let there be 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 an instant performance. In the name of Jesus.
Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Lift your hand down up. Exodus 23, 25 to 26. We are going to speak that word. We are going to speak that word. Exodus 23, 25 to 26. And let's go. I shall serve.
We are closing with this. We are closing with this. Stand up on your feet. Sometimes I feel there are many lazy people in church. You stand up, serve now, wahala. So if you hear gunshot now, what's going to happen?
You know, go hear gunshot to bed.
Have you seen all those prank people that they will start running without anything happening? What do you think happens? Everybody starts running. So if I run from the altar through, will you be able to run?
Ordinary stand up.
As if you are a serpent. We will cast out that serpentine fire. Look at the screen. Say, I shall serve the Lord my God, and he will bless my bread and my water. He will take away sickness from among my family. I shall not miscarry. I shall not be barren. In this land, I fulfill the number of my days. Read it again. Let me hear you. I shall the Lord my God, and he will bless my bread and my water. He shall take sickness away from among us. None shall be miscarried. I'll be barren in the land, and he will fulfill the number. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you shalom all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Thank you for coming. I love you. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church,
behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.